Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1688. Visible translated text is as follows. Total introduced by state, 0.99. Total alleged to have repudiated, 0.8. Character witness introduced by the state, 0.10. Character witnesses alleged to have repudiated testimony. 0.1. Deponent further says that he is an attorney at law and has been practicing at the Atlanta bar about 7 years. The state further introduced the following transcript of the testimony of Miss Grace Hicks as given at the original trial. Q. Dot, how did you know that that was Mary Fagan? A. I just knowed her by her hair being so long. Q. Dot knew her by her hair? A. Yes, sir. On cross-examination, counsel for the defendant asked said witness, answers, viz., the following questions, and received the following. Miss Grace, what sort of hair did little Mary Fagan have? Well, she had a kind of sandy color of hair. Q. Dot, was it lighter than yours or less light? A. It was darker than mine. Q. Dot, darker than your hair? A. Yes, sir. Q. Dot, much darker. A. Well, it was about 2 shades darker than mine. Q. Dot, you would say about 2 shades darker than mine, though? A. Yes, sir. The state further introduced the following transcript of the testimony of Miss Magnolia Kennedy as given at the original trial. Q. Dot, did you discover any hair on there anywhere that was not my hair? Mr. Barrett called me and showed me the hair at the machine. Q. Dot, and you identified it, didn't you? A. Yes, sir, that was mine. Q. Dot, whose hair was it? A. I took like Mary's hair. Q. Where was it when you saw it? A. It was on the lathing machine. Q. Was it of said record, these cross questions were asked and the answers were as follows. Q. Dot, how was the color of Mary's hair and what was the color of the hair you found there? A. Mary's hair was a light brown, kind of sandy color. Q. Was this light brown that you found? A. Yes, sir. The state further introduced the following statement made by Frank's attorney at the original trial in the examination of the witness, Miss Corinthia Hall. Now I will ask you a question that I am asking every lady who works on the fourth floor. Did you ever meet Mr. Dot Frank at the factory or at any time or place for any immoral purpose? And the question asked by Frank's attorney of the witness, Miss Ida Hayes. Now I am going to ask you a question that I am asking every lady who works on the fourth floor. Did you ever meet Mr. Dot Frank at any time or place where else?